Just minutes after the doors opened at the Salvation Army food pantry in Chippewa Falls, a line of clients formed and three backroom volunteers rushed to fill the orders. Food pantry coordinator Sally Haig says they get between 25 and 40 requests a day. And within the last 2 years, demand has jumped.
We have our regulars, but now we're seeing a lot more new people come in that I've never, you know, seen before.
Last year, the pantry served more than 9,000 people. One of those new faces, a woman who only gave us her middle name, is Marie. She says she used to go grocery shopping and not even look at price tags, but now she visits the pantry at least once a month.
We've been struggling for about a year and a half now. My husband lost his job. Did get reemployed, but for about 10 bucks less an hour, so we're a suffering family here.
Along with increasing need, the Salvation Army overall has seen an 8% decline in food donations. Robert Thompson is the divisional commander of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan. He says with fewer donations, they're turning to other nonprofits to stock the shelves.
We're becoming more reliant upon places like hunger task forces that act as the gathering point for food pantries, and we're going there and purchasing more food than we have in the past.
Thompson says spending money to buy food, even at discounted rates, limits what they can spend on vouchers for fresh items, gas, and even rental assistance. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.